first to use the devil horns. Don't listen to Gene Simmons. He was not the first. Ronnie James Dio in Black Sabbath, in Rainbow, in Dio. And in Dio, he had a song called Rainbow in the Dark, and people were thinking, oh, talking about the band. He's not talking about the band. He's talking about loneliness. Ronnie James Dio, a different kind of guy. When that song was being played everywhere, because it's a great song, he said it was on the radio too much. Who says that? Anyway, here's Ronnie James Dio from a 1983 interview on that song.
I do like the title, and it has nothing to do with the band Rainbow at all. It's just another way of saying lonely. That's what I try to do. I try to take everyday words and put a lot of interesting words around them and to make a combination to say lonely. A rainbow is such a beautiful thing and needs light to be created and to remain light and moisture. And when you take something as beautiful like that as nature has given you and you put it in the dark, then you've obviously got something pretty lonely.
That's deep, man. Ozzy, back on TV. Another series with the fam. It's called The Osbournes Want to Believe. And that'll feature Jack trying to convince Ozzy and Sharon that various videos of paranormal activity are real. That's the premise for the whole series? Wow. They must have just gone in and said, we want to do something. And they said, oh, yeah, sure, whatever you want. The series premieres August 2nd on the Travel Channel. It'll be the first time since the original MTV series that Ozzy, Sharon, and Jack have been on the show together. For some reason, Kelly not taking part in the series. I can't say she's busy. I don't know what she's doing, but she probably saw the premise and went, I'm out. Anyway, Jack tells Variety magazine that since they had so much free time on lockdown, the parents could do the series shot in their home. It's actually going to be a lot of fun, Jack said. 'Cause what the hell else is he going to say?